Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit. Bandwidth for Android App Arena is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Android App Arena, episode 113 for Wednesday, August 31st, 2016. Google Apps. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Android App Arena. I'm your host, Jason Howell. I remember back in the day when Android was a scrappy upstart mobile OS and the App Store was vacant, especially compared to, well, what it has grown to become today. Back then, a new Google app was a huge deal because, well, due to the lack of quality apps in the App Store, you knew that if Google was putting something out, it was worth your time. Google trickled out high-quality apps over time, and now their own catalog of apps is pretty incredible, so much so that it's easy to overlook some of the apps that they've released over time. There's a small handful that I have not discussed on this show in the past, so I thought I'd take some time to shine a light on a few that you may have missed. Let's take a look at four apps created by the Google itself in this week's roundup. Okay, so this one is super cool, but it's not necessarily the easiest app to use in a casual sense, primarily because it's not designed to be used by you or me sitting in a chair alone. It's designed with a classroom in mind. It's called Expeditions, and it's a teaching tool that allows a teacher to lead a classroom full of students. Each of those students is armed with a Google Cardboard viewer. I will go ahead and connect to a Wi-Fi access point and tell the app that I am the leader of this group. Now, as the guide of the expedition, I'm given a large list of groups of scenes for the class to explore under my wing. Let's jump into TV studio and sets, for example, which contains four separate scenes inside: Ed Sullivan Theater, the Colbert Report, the interior of the TARDIS, and Adam Savage's cave. I can start an expedition at any time here, and once I do that, I'm presented with a bunch of talking points, as well as an indicator up top that tells me how many people are connected to my expedition. I can also see on my screen where students happen to be looking inside their cardboard with that little smiley face. As the guide, I control their experience, so when I select a new scene, for example, they're going to see it on their screens immediately. Now let's show you what it looks like from the student's perspective. As a student, I have my phone in the cardboard viewer here, and like I said, anything the leader has selected is going to appear here for me to scan and explore. I can ask the guide questions about what I'm seeing as I look around and learn in this immersive way. Now, back to the teacher's view, and I'll leave the expedition to get to the master list here. Let's jump into the sharks category, which will make at least one employee here very happy. And at first, it's downloaded to the device, and then we'll load it up. And as you can see, I have all sorts of shark scenes to send out to the students that are watching. Expeditions does not have a solo mode, which is kind of odd. I do hope they include that at some point to remove the requirement of having two devices to start, but it is super cool. And I know as a kid, I would have loved this app. Find Expeditions in the Play Store for free. If you want to check out a museum, but you know, you don't want to leave your comfy seat, then you should check out Google's Arts and Culture app. To be fair, it's a standalone app in the Play Store, but in reality, it's more of a web wrapper around Google's Cultural Institute site. So as a result, you might encounter a little lag from time to time, but really, it's all about the content. And this is an impressive collection of art and history culled from more than 850 museums and partner archives around the globe. You can tap into any one of those items, in this case, some historical art, and there you can get up close and personal to it. Tapping the image or that magnifying glass button allows you to zoom into paintings, for example, and you'll see all of the fine detail, the brush strokes, and these are high-resolution images, so things look good, not pixelated or fuzzy in any way. Swiping up from the bottom reveals expanded information about what that piece of art actually is and what collection it belongs to, all that kind of stuff. You can read up on the history of the piece, when it was created, pretty much everything you'd want to know about a piece, along with links to more information. And if there's more by that artist, well, down below, you're going to find a carousel of more items to discover by them. But this is not limited to art. Arts and culture pulls in historical objects. There are landmarks to be found, figures, events, and breaks everything down by place. So, for example, I can dive into Paris to see the almost 14,000 items that are cataloged as being there at this very moment. The breadth of knowledge is staggering, which is what makes this so much fun. Find Google's Arts and Culture app in the Play Store for free. Now, I include this one in here not because I think you've never heard of it, but because I've heard of it but never actually used it. So it's high time I do, because people love this app. Why? Free money. That's why. The app is Google Opinion Rewards. And by offering your opinion on a number of surveys, Google will actually deposit real money into your Google Play account. That allows you to buy things like apps, games, TV shows, and movies. When you log in for the first time, you're asked a series of questions to establish the basics about you. And once you complete that, you'll see this notification icon up top that indicates that a survey is waiting for you. In this case, it's a beginner survey to give Google some information about you that it can use to target you with more surveys down the line. Now, some of this is pretty personal stuff, but Google says that this information is not tied to your Google account specifically. However, your account is recorded as having participated so as to keep track of what you're owed after completing these surveys. This is all about market research, after all, and that's valuable information to Google and the researchers that are partners. Many of the surveys are created by outside researchers for things like commercial and academic purposes. Questions are asked in a number of different fashions, from true to false, to multiple choice, to blank fields for text entry. And once I complete this starter survey, I simply wait for a real survey to come through and complete them for Google Play credit. I hope that happens. Once I have credit, this main screen will show what I have in my balance and allows me to tap through to the Play Store to spend it on whatever I like. People swear by Google Opinion Rewards, and it might be just the ticket that you need to pick up an app that I've recommended on this show. Find Google Opinion Rewards in the Play Store for free. Sometimes even a ginormous behemoth like Google needs a little help from its friends. And the newly released app called Crowdsource is an app that allows you to provide that help. You know, if you don't already feel giving enough with all of your data that you share with Google as you use its products every single day. The app is called Crowdsource, and Google says its purpose is to help improve its products to make you, the user, even happier. When you launch Crowdsource, you're asked what category you might be interested in helping out with. Image transcription, for example, will present text from an image. Who knows where that text was pulled from, although there's a lot of map images in here. But there it is, ready for you to use your eyeballs to tell Google what it actually says. You can skip if you don't want to help with that particular image, or type in the word and then submit. This is obviously for those who really enjoy the process of a CAPTCHA, and I'm only sort of kidding with that. You can help with handwriting, that is scribbles, chicken scratch, that are hard to read. Translation is also here if you're versed enough in multiple languages to actually help as opposed to hinder the process like I would be. Or if you'd rather check the translation work of other people, you can head into the translation validation section where you can approve or reject their work. And finally, maps translation validation for checking maps information. I wasn't actually able to get anything here yet, but the app did just launch, so you know, take from that what you will. I'll be honest, after looking at Google Opinion Rewards, where your work and knowledge is rewarded with Play Store credits, it's kind of hard to find the motivation to help Google out with Crowdsource. I know Google stands to gain plenty from it, but why would someone do this when they could be playing Pokemon Go or whatever other game they happen to be playing? But if you want to help out, just search for Crowdsource in the Play Store now. At the rate Google is releasing its own apps these days, you probably won't have to wait more than, I don't know, a month or so to find a new one in the Play Store. They seem to hit very frequently now, and I'm always curious to see what Google decides is worth their team's time. Let me know if I've missed your favorite. That's arena at twit.tv. You can also post those to the subreddit at androidapparena.reddit.com. Show plays live every Wednesday around 5 p.m. Pacific following tech news today at twit.tv/live. And new episodes will appear later in the evening in the feeds and on the show page at twit.tv/arena. All right, that's it, folks. Thank you so much for joining me today. My name is Jason Howell, and I will see you next week. Will I? In the arena.